Macmillan Audio presents Big Lies in a Small Town, written by Diane Chamberlain, read by Susan Bennett. Prologue. Edenton, North Carolina, March 23, 1940. The children knew it was finally spring. So although the air still held the nip of winter, and the grass and weeds crunched beneath their feet, they ran through the field and woods, yipping with the anticipation of warmer weather. The two boys and their little sister headed for the creek, drawn to water as they always were. The girl, only three, and not as sure-footed as her brothers, tripped over something and landed face first in the cold water of the creek. Her big brother picked her up before she could start howling, cuddling her close against his thin jacket, a hand-me-down from one cousin or another. He looked down to see what she'd stumbled over and leaped back, dropping his sister to the earth. Grabbing his younger brother's arm, he pointed. It was a man, lying there, his rumpled clothes sopping wet, and his face as white and waxy as the candles their mama kept around the house for when the electric went out, which was every other day, it seemed. The younger boy backed away. "He alive?" he whispered. The little girl got to her feet and started moving toward the man.